Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're here for the second hour of our South Florida High School Sports Show for a Wednesday evening. It's state championship week two. The Centene South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Well, with week one in the books, we look forward to week two. Josh Wilson, Florida High School football, is kind enough to join us. Josh, fresh from the weekend up in Tallahassee, and certainly we saw three pretty good games. Obviously the Madison County game got a little out of hand. But you saw a record-setting performance two games in a row. Lucky you. Let's look, first of all, at the we'll look at that game, the Madison County game, first, since it's a 1A game. Madison County's just it's going to be tough for anybody to beat them in 1A moving forward, right, Josh?
Oh, yeah. It's tough because you got to think, I mean, a lot of people complain that Madison's not a true 1A school, and the thing is, if you take a drive through down US 90 through Madison, you'll see a lot of places boarded up. They're losing population in Madison County. Their numbers have been going down the last few years. If you take a look at the FHA population reports, you'll see that trend reflecting. And you know, the big thing with Madison County, but though, is that they start them young. They have a program that starts in that Pop Warner, and they go through and they learn the system really early. So by the time they get to Madison County High School and they get to step on Boot Hill, you know, they know the system. They know what is expected of them to be a Madison County Cowboy. If they're not willing to play for that system, then, you know, they're going elsewhere. You know, that's just the way it goes. You know, the players are leaving there or they're staying. They're not getting players from other parts of the Tallahassee area. So, right. You know, Madison just came out and played dominant football. And, you know, really, some of it, Blue, is that I think they were kind of upset from the way how things got the last week before that against Pahokee. You know, they were down against Pahokee. It took the last drive for them to win that game. So, you know, they came in and with an attitude of they were playing ticked off. You know, they knew that it's either win or bust.
Right.
At that point, and that's how they play.
And you look at a program like Blountstown, undefeated during the year, small school, small town, an area that you had a chance to visit before the game. But at the same time, they went through a lot last year with Hurricane Michael, came through and kind of devastated a lot of that town. And certainly, I think what it did is had Coach Bowen and his team kind of regroup a little bit. And they had a great year, a record-setting performance. A night after that? Thaddeus Franklin breaks a record that was stood for 30 years, Travis Henry's record. They break it, but so at least it's a rallying point. Yeah, they lost by a lot, but but that's a record that's forever. I mean, you can never say that. It only lasted for one day. It lasted for one day, but.
To be honest with you, I would have never go to Tallahassee or go to any state championship game in the last 10 years, you know, since I've been doing this, and say, oh, I'm going to see two record-breaking performances in 24 hours. I mean, I would have never thought that. I would have never guessed it would have happened. I mean, hats off to Thaddeus Franklin for setting it for at least 24 hours, and then Trayvon Smith was like, well, shoot, let's see what I could do. And sure enough, I mean, even though it was a losing effort for Blountstown, that was still great to see, to see him just, you know, be the leader for his team, even when they were down. And for Bo Johnson, you know, for what they went through 14 months ago, and for them to come back here a year later and make that run, go 13-0 through the playoffs until they lost on Saturday night against Madison, you know, that's especially for a roster that they were playing around about 25 to 30 kids during the entire season, that's quite an impressive effort. And I'll say this, you know what, there's actually, you know, between Mike Coe, the head coach at Madison County, and Bo Johnson, they actually got great respect for each other, especially the fact that, you know, Madison County made several runs out there after Hurricane Michael, dropping off supplies, making sure that they were taken care of. That's what that, you know, a lot of people don't see the backstories on that stuff, and that's the thing that, hey, you gotta remind them, hey, you know, there's more than just about football at the end of the day. There's other stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and, you know, that's, you know, it was a great story to see those two programs actually just kind of meet up and get together and play football. I mean, even if the score was 70-35,
No doubt. Josh, but I was going to say, you know, Josh, when you take a look at that kind of game, usually you'd never get a record like that in a game that's a runaway because the other team passes to try to get back in the game. But Blountstown's more of a running team. They don't pass very much. So obviously, if nothing else, they're giving the young man an opportunity to break a record, which, like Coach Johnson said, and when, you know, I texted him after the game, congratulated him, and he said, you know what, that's a record that will be in our town forever. And he's right. I mean, it's something to look up to, especially.
It's going to be a long time before somebody breaks it.
You're right. Well, you talked about Thaddeus Franklin Jr., head of the University of Miami, Chaminade Madonna, three-peat, three in a row, which was essentially a road game, really a road game, because they were playing Florida High in Tallahassee, three, four miles away from their campus, and the Chaminade kind of put their foot down and played a great game. It was the most entertaining game of the three, no doubt. A good crowd, and Chaminade, you know, on a fourth consecutive trip, which is mind-boggling. I mean, you know, you can't really, you know, we talked to a lot of coaches, and just to make it there once is just something that these kids dream about. But the Chaminade Madonna Lions with Coach with Coach Damian Jones goes there four straight years, win it for the third time. Talk about that game.
I mean, that game was great, and I'll actually say this across both the 1A and the 3A games, the crowds were really amazing. So I have to give props for Tallahassee and the whole area. And I give props to Chaminade Madonna for actually bringing a good crowd of their own for having to travel 7-8 hours to Tallahassee. I mean, I give them props for that. I mean, you know, to go there four straight times, win it three straight. That's a feat in itself. And you know, now you have the chance to at least match the state record of trying to win four straight and come 2020. You know, that's something that, you know, only a few teams can say they've ever done in the state. You know, I mean, of course, you know, Miami Central, Booker T. Washington, done it. And then Swanee and North Florida Christian. So, you know, you've got four programs that say, hey, we've won it four straight. You know, I mean, is someone ever going to eventually break that record? It's you know, we've seen it come close, but it's been, you know, it's been tough. And, You know, for Chaminade Madonna, you know, they have something to look forward to going into 2020. And for them, you know, the talent, you know, I mean, I know you got Thad Franklin for at least one more year. So, you know, you know, he's a junior, you know, going to be, you know, class of 2021.
Yeah.
You know, you've got one more year of his services. And, you know, I also think for Thad Franklin, the way he played was redemption for not being able to play in the game last year when he got injured. So,
exactly.
You know, that was like, you know, that was like a reward for him. And to be the workhorse of that team, you know, a year that Chaminade didn't really throw the ball a lot. You know, that says something. And, you know, I mean, hats off to Thad Franklin. At least one record that is going to stand for him is, you know, most carries in a state championship game of 47.
Oh,
he did
wow.
break Kelvin Taylor's record of that. So, he did get that record, so, you know, at least he has one record to his name still to hold. And, you know, I mean, at least, you know, if anything, he can still enjoy the fact that, you know, hey, you broke a 20-year-old plus record that, you know, I mean, even if it only stood for 24 hours, still.
Yeah.
Hats off to him for what he did.
And then you look at the 2A game, Champagnat Catholic, there for their four straight trip, comes away with a win. So they're batting .500, two out of four, which is not terrible. And Hector Clavejo told us the one thing and told us, earlier this evening and when we talked to him on the show that, you know, and he's maintained this all year, we don't want to be undefeated. We want to play those Lowndes County teams. We want to play against Gulliver Prep. We want to go out and play some of these tremendous teams so we'll be better at the end of the year. So we won't be undefeated, but we'll come away with a state title. They did. Tremendous performance on both sides of the ball. Talk about that.
I mean, especially the way Riley Aguilar played on Thursday night. I mean, he really just, you know, he led the team. You know, he knew what he was doing. You know, it's like, and that was something. And what Champagnat did is that, you know, Richard really run the ball a lot with Cornelius Shaw. And I said beforehand, if you know, if Champagnat could shut the run down on Victory, they're going to win the game. That is certainly what they did. And that's probably, you know, it was a great effort, man. Again, hats off to Victory for, you know, getting there. But, you know, when you're playing, you know, you're playing a team that has played the tough schedule, you know, go out there and play Lyons, who's actually playing for their own state championship this coming weekend in Georgia. So, that says a lot right there. That game, actually, you know, you may have not have won that game. The score may not have been indicative of how well they could have tried to play against a team that's, you know, in the highest classification in the state of Georgia. You know,
amazing.
At the same time, it built them and it gave them strength, and that's why Champagnat was able to come back after getting, you know, suffering defeat in the 2A title game last year in Orlando, coming to, you know, being able to come in and ironically coming up in the city of the same where that team was, that North Florida Christian is located, and be able to win that state championship there in Tallahassee. You know, I mean, it's hats off to them right there, especially for everything, you know, what Hector Clavijo has done this season.
No doubt. Josh, I appreciate you joining us with a look back at last weekend. We'll have you on in a couple weeks. We'll kind of capture the entire 2 weeks of the championships. Again, man, everybody follows you, Florida High School Football, on Twitter, on Instagram, on your website. You do an awesome job,
Facebook,
as usual.
Yes.
Yeah, on Facebook, you're everywhere. Again, man, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk with you really soon.
Yeah, and we'll see. Those making the trip up to Daytona, we'll see you.
All right, man. Thanks so much. That's Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football. When we come back, we talk to Coach Damian Jones. It's the state champions for the third straight year, the 3A titleist Lions, when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.